Nechtam means, Lefanei Nechtam, Lishma. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? The Gemara says it's Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Moshe Lazar is Mizumi Torah Chashuv Pasul. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Achei Ksivasa Chasimasa B'talish. Asks the Gemara, why did we go straight to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Madrina Nadra Meir, because...
Stam
Mishnah Kermeya. And I dream of the because Hilchas HaKavasa Begitin. Tosis is going to put forth two controversial opinions. Tosis puts forth two controversial opinions. The first controversial opinion is Tosis says, when it says Kaimelon Kerabalazar Begitin, it doesn't mean Dafka Begitin. It means everywhere. It means we pass like Rabbi Lazar, even by Shar Shtaris. That is a controversial opinion of Tosfos. The Rif, for example, argues on Tosfos and says we only pass like Rabbi Lazar where? By Gittin. And in truth, I would have read the Gemara, I would have thought like the Rif. Because what does it say? Hilchazaka Rabbi Lazar Begittin. Tosfos is going to have to deal with that. Then Tosfos puts forth another controversial opinion, which is Tosfos says that even according to Rabbi Lazar, that says you could use Eidei Mesira, he means Eidei Mesira in the exclusion of Eidei Chasima. When Rabbi Lazar says Eidei Mesira, he means Eidei Mesira and not Eidei Chasima. That is also an opinion that is debatable. Who argues on that?
The Rif.
Again, the Rif arguing on Tosfos. So we have two machloikas between the Rif and Tosfos. We're going to explain that for a second. And Tosfos then says something that lends us to think that these two machloikas depend on each other. There's one word in Tosfos. The fichach. He says, because I say this, lefichach I say that. Sounds like this is all one big machlek is going on, Rash, Tosfos and the Rif. We got to figure out what's going on.
The Rif holds that the Mesira has the Eidei Chasima?
That if you hold Eidei Mesira Karsi, then you cannot hold Eidei. No, the Tosfos holds. If you hold Eidei Mesira Karsi, you do not hold Eidei Chasima Karsi. In other words, to make it a little bit clearer, according to Tosfos, there's actually two machloikasim between Rabbi Lazar and Rav Meir. Listen to this. According to Tosfos, there's two machloikasim. According to Rav Meir, you can use Eidei Chasima, and you can't use Eidei Mesira. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you can use Eidei Mesira, and you can't use Eidei Chasima. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Rif seemingly argues, and the Rif seems to say that Rabbi Lazar is just saying that not only Eidei Chasima, also Eidei Mesira. You've got, according to Rif, you've got two options. According to Rav Meir, you have only one option. What's the one option according to Rav Meir? Eidei Chasima. And according to Rabbi Lazar, says the Rif, you've got two options. What's that? Eidei Mesira. So according to the Rif, what are they arguing about? Only if Eidei Mesira works. So it's basically one machloikas. Rav Meir says only Eidei Chasima, and Rav Elazar says also Eidei Mesira, which the Rishonim ask then, therefore, on the Rif. So if I was writing Rav Elazar's opinion, I would have written a little different. I wouldn't have written Eidei Mesira Karsi. I would have written Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. Also Eidei Mesira. If they're only arguing if you've got a second option, you should have written, according to Tosfos, so Zayin Klal, I say we're going to see the Tosfos inside soon. But according to Tosfos, they're arguing. One says only Eidei Mesira, the other one says only Eidei Chasima. The Lashon is very good. I hold Eidei Chasima Karsi, he holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. But according to the Rif, that the Rif says that Rabbi Lazar really agrees that there's something called Eidei Chasima. He just says you have another option. What should it say? Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. That's the question on the Rif. Question on the interesting thing according to Tosfos, it seems like they have almost as if they have two machloikas, and let's see the machloikas inside. Let's see Tosfos inside, Rabbi Say. Tekaimalon Hilchasa Kerab Elazar Begitin. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yehiyeh B'Dibur. Says Tosfos, Mishum Demayri Hacha Begitin Nokat Gitin. So we happen to be talking about Gittin. What's our Masechta called? Gittin. That's why it says Hilchos like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. But it doesn't really mean that we only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. Who had in Sharshtars we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? After Sharshtars. The Af Al Gav, the Kol Amorai de Lekamon, Savik Rabbi Elazar, Dafka by Gittin. Even though all the Amorim only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. Kaimelon Kishmo Bedini, the Polig Lekamon, Arav, the Kamaraf Bishashtars. Yeah, but we classically paskin like Shmuel. We have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? When it comes to Dini, by Mammon, we paskin like Shmuel. So therefore, Machlokas is going to be like Shmuel, which is Shmuel says we paskin like Kolos, even by Shar Shtars. So Tosfos says, even though it sounds like it's only by Gittin, it's also by Shar Shtars. Now, first of all, there's something here that makes it very difficult. Very confusing. Because if I would have just said I had this Gemara, I would say it's confusing. It sounds like only Gittin. But coupled with the fact that Tosfos brings as many Amoraim that say we only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. And then you use that very language over here and tell me, Lav Davka. That's very confusing. That's Spitz Talmud Babli. I mean, over here, it sounds like we're only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. And there's an opinion that even says that in the Gemara. So why write it this way? This is super duper confusing. What?
He addresses the question right away that even though there's people hold that it's only by Gittin, there's Shmuel who would possibly be Gittin.
You're right, but don't write that if you know there's an opinion that holds we only paskin like Shmuel, we only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. Don't write Hilchos Rabbi Gittin. Don't write that. That's like, Mamish, you sucker punched me. I mean, that's like trying to confuse me. That's not confusing. That's trying to confuse me. It's like, it's such a difficult lashon to use in the Gemara. The Rif comes along and says, no, when the Gemara says Hilchos Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, what does the Gemara mean? Says the Rif, we only paskin like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. That's what it says.
But this Gemara that Tosfos brings is Lekamon, so you can't really. I mean, you could ask it on the Gemara
like
Haman, you can't really ask it
here. Yeah, that's we go back and forth in Gemara.
Are existing Amorim that hold that, and the Gemara says that, so why would it not be
It's such a super duper difficult lashon, but Tosfos says that's what it is. It's a lav davka. The riff is definitely much more mashma, much smoother in the Gemara. The Gemara says Hilchos Rabbi Elazar by Gittin says the Rif means only Gittin. But Tosfos says no. The Gemara says it's Lav Davka. Why? And Tosfos starts with his first like reason why he says this. First of all, we paskin like Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. So I heard that Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita said yesterday, we paskin like Shmuel is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. But what happens when it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and numerous Amoraim backing Rav? That doesn't mean necessarily we're passing like Shmuel anymore. Rabbi Kamensky said that yesterday. Okay. The staff in Vissen, but I'll call upon him. My point is that the Tosis's Raya is also, there's a chink in that Raya over there. It's not so simple. Tosis says, of course this is by Al-Halacha. Shmuel Paskin's like Rabbi Elazar by even by Maimonides. Yeah, but there's a lot of people against Shmuel over there. Not so simple. What's Tosis's next? Tosis says, V'oid, I'll bring you also a Raya. What's Tosis's Raya? V'oid, Beperek Zeboirer, Gabi Matanto, Davi Chasimi Ale Treis Gisi. There was a Shtar Matana. It was signed by two brother-in-laws. Our brother-in-law's Pasul Eidus.
Yes. The
craving. Debatable. It's a machlekes in the Gemara there. The Gemara debates it. Are they puzzle? Are they not puzzle? Kamar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Zil akni be'edei mesira, ki Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, go be makna with edei mesira like Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar is giving a suggestion that even though it's signed by two brother-in-laws, don't worry about the signatures. Just use a de mesira. Now, shtar matanta, is it talking about a get?
No.
No, what is it?
Shtar matana.
Uporchei Abaye, v'amar Rab Abba, mo'ed Rab Elazar mesuri mitoch hashu pasal. And Abaye, when he challenges, he doesn't challenge by saying, we don't paskin like Rab Elazar. He challenges by saying that even Rab Elazar holds a mesuri mitoch hay. Mashmad Rab Yosef, Abaye, dahavi basroi, sovek Rab Elazar. Again, Another proof. Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, they all seem to be discussing Rabbi Lazar, even though they're talking about a shtar what? Shtar matana, shtar mamon. So what do I see a paskin like Rabbi Lazar? Even by shtar mamon. That's Tosis' second raya. Okay, now we got to figure out how to deal with this for the riff, because the riff, we said, says we don't paskin, that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar only by gittin. So what's going on over there? Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says something interesting. If you look in the Gemara there, Rav Yosef actually started out saying, the two brother-in-laws are fine, because I hold brother-in-laws are not pasalaitis. To which the Gemara said back, but how do you know? Maybe your brother-in-laws are pasalaitis. Fine. So just you date him, Asira. And they say, what do you mean date him, Asira? What about his Yimitai? He says, you know what? Just leave me alone. That's the Gemara. What's going on in the Gemara over there? Says the Ran, if you asked Rabbi Yosef, really, what's your opinion? Why is this get good? What's his answer? Because Gisi's not possible. Your Eide Chasima are fine. And guess who we paskin like? Like Reb Meir. You want to hack me a chaynik? You want to tell me that maybe we paskin that Eidim is, that brother-in-laws are possible Eidis, so therefore your Eide Chasima are going to be possible? So then just use Rabbi Lazar. Kedai Rabbi Lazar lismaych alav anyway, because, you know, anyway, I think that we really paskin that brother-in-laws are kashas, so really Eide Chasima are good. If you don't like your Eide Chasima, so use Rabbi Lazar, throw that in, that'll be okay. The Gemara goes as follows. Rabbi Yosef says, the two brother-in-laws can sign on the get. Comes along the Gemara and asks, the Gemara says, what do you mean? But maybe brother-in-laws are puzzle. Oh, you think brother-in-laws are puzzle? So just use Eidim Mesira. Then he says, what do you mean Eidim Mesira? But Mezuv Mitaychai, if the brother-in-laws are puzzle, Mezuv Mitaychai, you know what, just leave me alone. What do you mean, just leave me alone? What are you saying? So says the Ran, the Pshan, the Gemara is, what he was saying was, I really hold brother-in-laws are kosher. And if you're not happy with that, so then you could use Rabbi Lazar, his Kedai Rabbi Lazar, to be Saimach Alav, that it's good enough. Anyway, I think that the your Eidei Chasima here are good. What? That's the Gemara's next question. So why is that? But still, if Eidei Mesira are not, if your Eidei Chasima are not good, if they're not good, then you have Mezuv Mitaychai. That's the Gemara slugs him up. So then he says, you know what, I don't have an answer to you. So why does Tosfos argue? Let's get it clear. Tosfos says, I have a raya from here that Rabbi Yosef paskins like Rabbi Lazar. The Ran says, there's no raya from here, because Rabbi Yosef himself really holds Eide Chasima Karsi. He's just saying, according to you, that you don't like Eide Chasima, use Rabbi Lazar. Tosfos says, no, this is a raya that Rabbi Yosef himself paskins like Rabbi Lazar. So I wanted to make the machloikas as follows, Rabbi Yosef. There was a machloikas, two yeshiva bachrim. They both ended up becoming big rabbanim and poiskim. One's name is Rabbi Dovi Kahan. He's a big rav in Lakewood. He's a poisek in Lakewood. The other one's name is Rabbi Uri Moshe Center, who's a big rav in Muncie. They had a machloikas, the following thing. It was a machloikas whether you could ask Rav Ovadia Yosef about what's usher on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias for Americans in Eretz Yisrael. What's their machloikas? Rav Ovadia paskins that Americans in Eretz Yisrael keep
one day.
So he anyway thinks that you should be keeping one day. Can you ask him a shayla about an American that's keeping 2 days? I'm not paskin like you. I want to know, is it mutter for me to do Amirli Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni? So is Rav Ovadia going to like be mutter? Because look, I anyway think it's mutter. So he's going to make coolers up, you know, up one side down the other. Or no, Rav Ovadia is going to tell you, you hold this way. I'm going to get into the way that you paskin, and I'm going to tell you what's 100% acceptable or not. They were arguing on whether or not to be Soymach on Rav Ovadia, an American that keeps 2 days Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias in Eretz Yisrael. Can you rely on Rav Ovadia or not? I think that this is the machlokes we have here between Tosfos and the Ran. What do I mean? Tosfos says, listen, Tosfos says, if Rabbi Yosef is telling us you should go with Rabbi Elazar, what does that mean?
He's okay with that.
Rabbi Yosef paskins like Rabbi Elazar. If you're saying that Rabbi Elazar is the solution, so then you're telling me you hold Rabbi Elazar is the solution. The Ran says, no, he's just saying that because anyway I hold that the Eidei Chasima are fine. So you just use Rabbi Elazar as a doichik. What do you mean? But we're saying that we think it's not good. Okay, but you could be soimach on that. Be mitzdarif what I'm saying to what... In your... It's okay. He's saying doichik, says the Ran. So Tosfos holds, you don't say doichik. If at come as you're willing right now to be misyachis to the fact that I hold that the Eidei Chasima are apostle, so how are you allowing the Eidei Mesira? You must hold these Eidei Mesira are good. You understand?
I think so.
Ken Zion, that's over here going to be.
How does he hold
the
like
Rebbe Lazar? He doesn't hold it. He holds, listen, I don't pass like Rebbe Lazar. But anyway, I think this whole question is really not such a great question. Because I pass in that the Eidei Chasima are good. So you can rely on Rebbe Lazar. Rely on Kulas. That's the Ran. Because Tosfos says, at commas, I'm saying, right, you're asking me, that you're saying that we don't hold of the Eidei Chasima. So then I'm telling you, the Eidei Mesira are good.
Yeah, but if I'm going
to the Eidei Mesira are good.
He's going midin.
I'd rather hold the Eidei Chasima are fine, but if you hold the Eidei Chasima are not fine, the Eidei Mesira are good. What do you mean the Eidei Mesira are good? I thought we don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar. You see, you pass him like Rabbi Elazar. Huh? That's Tosfos.
According to the riff, Rebbe Elazar is not
holding. What? According to the riff, Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not
holding.
Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. Rebbe Elazar is not holding. It's a good question.
Rabbi, someone asked Rabbi to repeat.
Who is that?
I don't know. But someone just asked to repeat.
Rabbi, say, anyone want me to repeat that? Okay, again. Tosfos says, I have a raya from Rabbi Yosef that he paskins like Rabbi Elazar. And the Ran says it's not a raya because he's just saying it as a possibility. What does that mean, a possibility? Says the Ran. He anyway holds the Eidei Chasima are good. So the fact that he's giving you like shaky Eidei Mesira is okay. Tosfos says no, because Lamais, you're trying to give me Eidei Mesira. So if you're giving me these Eidei Mesira, they're good Eidei Mesira. It says the Ran, no, because I anyway hold the Eidei Chasima are good. So I'm just giving you shaky Eidei Mesira. So I'm saying as follows. You ask Rav Avadya Yosef, are you allowed to, this is the Shaila. On Yom Tov Sheni, are you allowed to ask someone who keeps only one day Yom Tov to do malacha for you? Okay? How many days of Yom Tov do you all keep in Eretz Yisrael?
Two
days. I keep one. Can you ask me to do something for you? It's a Shaila, right? Can you ask me to do malacha for you? Because for you it's Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, are you allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you? No, what's that called?
I'll
do that. So you're allowed to ask a yid on Yom Tov Sheni to do malacha for you. Why would you be allowed to? Yeah. Good, Shaila. Rabbi Avadya said it's okay. Comes along Rabbi Dovi Kahan, who wasn't a rabbi at the time, and he says, Rabbi Avadya only said it's okay because Rabbi Avadya anyway holds that you're allowed to do malacha yourself. So he's Saimach on Kulas.
But he knows the halacha of
America. No,
he holds Americans can keep one day.
Only
he's a spaladi. He holds like the Chacham Tzvi.
Is he not possible about people's halachas?
So that's the Shaila. He's saying, listen.
Anyway,
is he passing
that?
Oh, I got all my fingers up.
I can't hear you.
He holds
I can't hear you. Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar, that's part of the debate here. Yeah, but the Eidei Chasima are not good because they're possible.
If he fully holds it, it's not true.
What does the Eidei Chasima
possible? If he fully holds it, it's not true, then.
Let me explain something to you. If it was flat out usher for a person to do Amira La'akum if he held it was Yom Tov, Rabbi Avadya wouldn't be Matir. That wasn't a discussion. Rabbi Avadya is telling you it's Mutter even though it's Def. He just means that there's lots of Kulas, and anyway I hold that you're what you're doing is anyway a Chumrah. You give it a Kula, it's okay. But if you would ask someone that feels you should be keeping Yom Tov Sheni, and absolutely not, they argue on Rabbi Avadya. They argue on the Chacham Tzvi, the Chuvas Avkas Roicha. That argues. He'd say, I'm not going to rely on that Kula either. It's also a Kula. So do you? Can you rely on Rav Avadya to get into your position and then be machmir, or you're going to assume he's going to rely on kulas? That's what the machloek is here between Tosfos and the Ran. The Ran is saying, listen, of course he said you could use Rav Lozen, not because we paskin that way, because I anyway hold your Eidei Chasim are fine. So, okay, it's not such a good shita, it's a shaky Eidei Mesira, but I hold your Eidei Mesira anyway.
According to the Ran,
so you have to read the Gemara there. The Gemara says you have no raya. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, I hold that they're good. Says Abai says, but what do you mean? Maybe they're pasul. You have no raya. Says okay, you're right. I don't have a raya. Use Eidei Mesira. That's the Gemara. It's not that he's saying he's not saying that he said I hold that way, but he says but you have no raya. Maybe you're wrong. I hear. Maybe I'm wrong. I hear. Use Eidei Mesira. I don't have proof. Yeah. I personally think I'm right, but I have no raya. Use Eidei Mesira. Let's go weiter, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Gemara, Nachor Raya. Ubepirkin Nami, Amar Rav Abba, Haishtora Parsa, Demasra Niyale Ba'ape Sadi Yisrael, Magvinon Lemi B'nei Chori. You have a Shtar Parsa. A Persian document. It was written in Persian court, which means that their chsimas on it are goyim. Ba'ape sahadi Yisrael, that they were signed in front of Jewish witnesses. Magvinu lebi b'nei chori. You could be goyve from b'nei chori. You could be goyve from you can't be goyve mishubadim, which means you can't take from the kuchais. But you could be goyve with the shtar. You could use the shtar to be goyve. A person says that I borrowed money from you. And he says, I paid you back already. He says, I have a shtar.
It says what?
This is not a shtar.
It says Mibnei Chori. It says from what?
Mibnei Chori.
Yeah,
Mibnei Chori. You can be Gavir Mibnei Chori. What? Mibnei Chori means things that are not, that haven't been sold yet. In other words, as follows.
Not
Lakuchas. That's what Mibnei Chori means. I can be Gavir from Mibnei Chori. Why? Because I have Edom that said that the shtar was given over in front of them. Now, is that a shtar just because it's given over in front of them?
Apparently,
it's a shtar. Why? Because of your Eidei Mesira. So Tosfos says, I see Eidei Mesira can be good Eidei. What's shot over here? How is the Rif going to answer this? It says the Rajva something interesting. And Rabbi said, I don't want to go into the details of the Rajba. We could try to do it tonight, more barichas, but we haven't gotten yet to the kishkas of the sugya. Says the Rajba as follows. Listen, the whole problem with the shtar that's done in Parsoi, by Goyim, is we're afraid that Goyim will anyway cheat, steal, and all that stuff. So as long as you have, there's two Jews, two Yidden, that are standing over the entire procedure, they're going to make sure that it's done properly. So these Edim are being made that there was a halva here. So now they have ki'ilu given credence to the shtar. Really, the shtar works because Eidei Chasima. Are there Eidei Chasima? Is there someone signed on the shtar? Yes. The Maisu signed on the shtar is the chasimas in the shtar aren't reliable because it was done in the shtar pasoim, isn't it? Done by the pasoim, done by the goyim. But the Eidei Mesira will validate and verify the shtar and make the shtar good. But what's the Maisu of the shtar? The Eidei Chasima of the shtar?
The Jews were there.
With the Eidei Mesira, they're saying that they were there.
Who says that they saw them?
They saw being given over. the slot being given over the shtar.
Right, but not signed.
Yeah, but the signing's not the problem. Once the seat giving over.
The problem was what?
The signing of the legitimacy.
Oh, right, right. So that's why I don't want to get into that right now. I don't want to get into that right now. I don't want to get into that right now. So Tosfos seems to argue on this. I think the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba is as follows. Tosfos holds you can't use an outside verification to make the shtar into a shtar. If the shtar is not a shtar mitzad atzmoi, the fact that there's people standing over, if you paskin like Reb Meir, that ere chasima karsi, then you need the shtar to be a self-sufficient shtar. The fact you have two people standing outside aren't going to make the shtar into a shtar. If you pass like Rabbi Lazar, so then the Eide Chasim, the Eide Mesira are the shtar. They're what's chasmi the shtar. But according to a mayor, you need the Eide Chasima mitzad the Eide Chasima to make the shtar. Not someone else telling you that the Eide Chasima are good Eidim. That's going to be the machlokes here, Tosfos and the Ra'ah. My point is like this. All of Tosfos' rayas are all challengeable, debatable. Tosfos hasn't brought a raya that we cannot deflect. So Tosfos says, in my opinion, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, even by Shar Shtaris. But the Rif can argue with all three Rayas. His first Raya was because we paskin like Shmuel, not when he's going up against all those Amoraim. His second Raya is the fact that even Rabbi Yosef said that we paskin like seems to say Ede Mesira Kar. So we said Rabbi Yosef is just throwing that out as a shaky solution to his question, but he doesn't really hold that. And the third Raya is from the fact that we're using over there Ede Mesira and the Shtar Parsoi. Maybe the Ede Mesira are energizing the Shtar itself, and the Shtar is working inside the Chesimus of the Shtar. Now comes the complicated part of Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ulefichach Tzarech Lihizar Sheyehei Ede Mesira B'Shas Nesinus Haget. Says Tosfos, and therefore you have to make sure that they're Ede Mesira at the time of the Nesinus Haget. De Inhu Karsi, they're the ones that are Kairis. De Lekosham Ede Mesira Ede Megureshes. I forgot De Ike Ede Chasima. Comes along Tosfos and says, I paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Well, guess what? You want to know what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is? His opinion is you need always to have Ede Mesira B'Shas Nesinus Haget D'Inu Karsi. And if there's no Ede Mesira, you're not Megureshes. So what's the point of, according to Rabbi Lazar, of ever putting Ede Chasima in the get? We know there's such a thing called Ede Chasima in the get. Even according to Rabbi Lazar. After all, Mishnah says, Ofanai Nechtav, Ofanai Nechtam. We said there's such a thing as Chasimas in the get, even according to Rabbi Lazar. The answer is, that Chasimas in the get are just there to prove that the get was done right. In other words, as follows. What makes the get? The Ede Mesira. What proves that there is a get? Ede Chasima. Ede Chasima can be used levirure on the get, to prove the get, but it can't be used to make the get, or lekiyume of the get, to create the get. What creates the get, says Tosfos? Ede Mesira and only Ede Mesira. What would be if you have a get and you knew there was no Ede Mesira and only Ede Chasima? It would be puzzle. It would be as if you have false Edim. Because what are the Ede Chasima saying? The get was written kosher. Is it kosher if there's no Ede Mesira?
Yeah.
No. Says Tosfos, you need Ede Mesira.
Why?
What? Because that's what the Inu Karsi. They're the ones that make the get. Only them. Them and only them.
According to Razor, would you have to need to have the Ede Chasima though? Because if you never.
No need for Ede Chasima. No need for Ede Chasima. No need for Ede Chasima. Right? So you won't prove it. The Ede Mesira can be around if they stay alive. So Mishum Tikkun HaOlam, we said put Ede Chasima. But you don't need Ede Chasima. Now, Rabbi Isai, Tosfos says, because lefichach, which means, because of what I just established, therefore. What was the discussion we had in the beginning of Tosfos? Whether we paskin like Rabbi Lazar by Shar Shtaris or not. Do we paskin like Rabbi Lazar when it comes to Gittin? Is that debatable? Is that refutable? No, everyone holds we paskin like Rabbi Lazar by Gittin. Where do we get it from? The Gemara says, Hilchos Rabbi Lazar, begitin. The whole shayla is it only getting also shashtaris. So Tosfos says, therefore, when it comes to a get, make sure you have edim mesira. What is it? What's the therefore? What does it have to do with whether or not we pass like a Moshe, even by shashtaris? What do they have to do with each other? This is the kashi achroinim asteris getin pnei Yeshua and others, Chassam Sofer and others. Zokta Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer and the Torah is getting basically say the same thing. They say the following cheshbon. Let's say we paskin like Rabbi Lazar only by getting. Why would that be the case? Why would you paskin like Rabbi Lazar only by getting? Can you explain that to me? I mean, that means that we paskin Edi Mesira Karsi by get, and by a regular star, Edei Chasima Karsi. What would be the reason? So, there's a pasuk that says, Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, which means that a star has to be able to be, by star moment, it has to be able to be there for a long time. That gets back into what Avi was saying. In other words, there's a din in star moment that the shaiter has to remain a shaiter even after the chalois. If it's not a shaiter for a long time, it's not a star. By getting the shaiter has to be a temporary shaiter, but by mamon it has to be a long term shaiter. What makes it a long term shaiter? Erichsima. By get, it's enough to have a short term shaiter. What's a short term shaiter? Erichsima. Why is it short term? They might die. But by mamon you need a long term shaiter. What's a long term shaiter? Erichsima. That would be the pshat. We paskin like Rebbe Lozer only by getting that Eidim Mesira work. But when it comes to Eidim, to Mammon, you need Eidim Chasima. But let me ask you a question.
How's that?
What?
How's that answer the question?
How does it answer what question? I'm not there yet. Okay. But hold on a second. If Rebbe Lozer holds that you use Eidim Mesira in exclusion to Eidim Chasima, then how in the world can I say I paskin like Rebbe Lozer by getting and not by Mammon? It doesn't make sense. How does the Rebbe Lozer says you can only use Eidei Mesira? So I need a long-term shaiter, okay? But you can only use Eidei Mesira. It doesn't make any sense. It's not possible to fathom that Rebbe Lozer holds you can only use Eidei Mesira if I paskin like Rebbe Lozer by getting and not by moment.
Why? Because it's excluding. But by saying it's Eidei Mesira, it's excluding the Chasima.
If it's excluding Chasima, then how in the world can I say when I gave it a moment it's all, that you use Chasima?
You said it's excluding Chasima. It's not excluding it. You have Eidei Mesira, but...
Again, if you hold that the only time that according to Rabbi Lazar, you could only use Eidei Mesira, you can't use Eidei Chasima. If Rabbi Lazar holds, you can only use Eidei Mesira. That means that Rabbi Lozer is saying Eidei Mesira, not Eidei Chasima. And Rabbi Meir is saying Eidei Chasima and not Eidei Mesira. So how can I pass like Rabbi Lozer by one and Rabbi Meir by the other? It doesn't make any sense. If you'd go like the Rif, and the Rif says you could use Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima. And what is Rabbi Lozer really saying? Even Eidei Mesira. So when do we accept also Eidei Mesira? Only by... That's fine. We only accept your addition by Gittin. We can paskin like Rebbe Lozer by Gittin and not by Mammon. But Tosfos himself is going to have to reject the possibility that we paskin like Rebbe Lozer by one and the other if he says that Rebbe Lozer says this and not that. Therefore, Tosfos says the following thing. Once I've proven to you that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar, even by Shashtaris, there's no compromise on Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar, when he says Eidei Mesira, he's talking about everything. Now I'm telling you, Rebbe Lazar holds only Eidei Mesira and not Eidei Chasima.
What about the long-term shaiter?
He doesn't hold to that. That would have been the pshat if we would have said that we pass that Leman Yamdu Yom Ram is only an Eitzah Tova. Long-term Shaiter is an Eitzah Tova. Leman Yamdu Yom Ram is just a good suggestion, but not that there's a din that you need it. Tosfos is saying the following thing. These two machlekes, we'll say it this way. The two machlekes, Rif and Tosis, are tali ha-baha. They depend on each other. One machlekes is, between the Rif and Tosis, is, do we paskin like Rebbe Lazar only by Gittin or even by Shah Shtaris? The other machlekes between the Rif and Tosis is, do you say you need only Eidei Mesira or also Eidei Mesira? Is it even Eidei Mesira or only Eidei Mesira? According to the Rif, that the Rif says that Rav Elazar accepts Eidei Chasima. Rav Elazar is really okay with Eidei Chasima. He just adds on to Eidei Chasima also Eidei Mesira. Then we could say we paskin like Rav Elazar only by Gittin, that we can accept Eidei Mesira, and by Shah Shtaris, you still need to use Eidei Chasima. Does Rav Elazar accept the concept of Eidei Chasima according to the Rif? Yes. So there's nothing wrong with paskin like Rav Meir here and Rav Elazar here. All Rav Elazar is trying to do is you can do more than Eidei Chasima. Where do you do more than Eidei Chasima? Says the Rif, only by Gittin. But according to Tosfos, that Tosfos says if you hold like Rav Elazar, you're rejecting Rav Meir. If you hold like Rav Meir, you're rejecting Rav Elazar. How can I paskin like Rav Elazar here and Rav Meir here? It doesn't make any sense. Which one, Rav Elazar or Rav Meir? So Tosfos has to first establish that I paskin like Rav Elazar everywhere, even by Shah Shtaris. Lefichach, I'm telling you that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that no, that Eidei Chasima don't work at all. Lefichach, tzorech lizoyer sheyehei Eidei Mesira b'shas nesinas haget. De'inu karsi. De'ilekosham Eidei Mesira ein lemagurashis. I forgot to eke Eidei Chasima, because Rabbi Elazar rejects Eidei Chasima. ולא מהני אלי חסימה אלו שהם ימוסו אלי מסירו או שיהיו להם מדינס היום שתינוסי עדי אלי חסימה דמסתומה בהכשר נעשה גרמר באשלך says Tosfos, the only thing אלי מסירו work for אלי חסימה work for according to Rabbi Elazar is that they can prove to you that מסתומה בהכשר נעשו like it says in אשלך לצוח אלו רבי אלעזר דום אלי מסירו קרסי תיק נרבנן אלי חסימה דזימנמי סיסאדי אינמי עז למדינס היום. That's all they're there for, because we're afraid that they're going to go to Medina Sayyam.
What the hell is it? If you have Eidei Mesira, can you collect from Nechas and Shlodim?
If you have just Eidei Mesira,
you don't need that's all you
need. Before it says B'nei Chori. It seems like only from B'nei Chori. Yeah. Seems like only B'nei Chori. That might be Dirabanan Diraisa. The Gemara discusses if it's Dirabanan Diraisa. Maybe Midiraisa you can connect even from the Shubadi. In theory, yes. I think Midirabanan they don't allow it.
So if Rabbi Elazar only holds that you need Eidei Mesira and not Eidei Chasima, then it doesn't work for the Tosfos that says that regarding Mamre and.
Right.
But if he holds that even Eidei Chasima, then it would work for the Tosfos.
Right.
So,
now comes Tosfos and he brings a raya to his opinion from a Gemara later on. This is a very, very ironic situation, a twist of fate. There's two men in the same town who are married to women with the same name. The two men have the same name and the two women have the same name. And they both decided to divorce their wife at the same time. And they both gave their get to a shliach. And they both gave their get to the same shliach. And the shliach managed to mix up the gittin. Now he doesn't want to go back to the original baal and tell him I mixed it up, because he'll probably scream at him. Or we're afraid maybe the baal changes his mind or something. He just wants to get this over with. He just wants to do this. So here he is standing in front of two women. He has two gittin. He doesn't know which one to give what to. So what should he do? Says the Gemara. Gabi shnayim sheshulchu shnei gittin l'shmaseim shavin v'nisarvu. They get mixed up. Noisen shteim lezu v'shteim lezu. Give each one two gittin. Give one woman two gittin. Give the other woman two gittin. Because either way, they got to get that has their, that was written for them. V'ka'amar v'gemara. Deloy ki Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara says this does not work like Rabbi Elazar.
There's no
Yadi Eidei Mesira Ba'iminayim Megarisha. Because the Eidei Mesira don't know which one you're using for the Gerishin. And says Tosfos, and you saw you need the Eidei Mesira to know which one you're being Megarish with. Avoli Rab Meir. Nicha. says the Gemara, according to Rav Meir, it's good. That Gemara is not like, what?
The signatures are still there.
Because the signatures, when they signed it, they knew who it was written for. Because who were they signing it for?
For a certain person.
For a certain, the man said, can you sign this? So they knew who they were writing it for. When they're giving it, the Shlech says, I don't know who wrote this get. So I don't know, I'm not sure who it's being given for. So the Eidei Mesira don't know, but the Eidei Chasima knew, says the Gemara. This works like Rav Meir, it doesn't work like Rabbi Lazar. But Tosfos says, and he throws in a little piece over here, but must be talking about Mishulashim, that there's actually three names. The boy Rav Meir Shihei Muchach Mitoichei Kedamrinon Beresh Kolget. Happens to be there, happens to be three generations there.
It is Muchach. You don't have to have Shlashim and Kointer Rosh Hashanah, but Kointer Meir, why do you need Shlashim? I'm right there, watch, I know who is this.
It has to be Muchach Mitoicha Eidos, Tosfos holds. Even the Eidech Sima, it has to be Muchach in the Eidos. Not just they know about it. Not just they know, it has to be Muchach in the Eidos. So therefore you need Shlashim. I hear. That's what Tosfos is saying. You need Muchach Mitoicha, not just they know, it has to be Muchach Mitoicha Eidos. It's not enough that they know, it has to be Muchach in the Eidos. Their Eidos has to say what it is, for some reason. See, that's again. It's a whole hack why, but a kopanim. Now Tosis gets to Israel. The Gemara there says this only works like Rav Meir, not Rav Elazar. Now, if Rav Elazar really accepts Rav Meir's Eidei Chasima, and he just holds off Eidei Mesira Karsi, so what's the problem over there? If Rav Elazar sagi be Eidei Chasima, amayu asikir Rav Elazar, dao Eidei Mesira mehachi be Eidei Chasima sagi. Rav Elazar also allows Eidei Chasima. So why is the Gemara saying over there, it doesn't work for Rav Elazar? You're right, the Eidei Mesira won't work, but the Eidei Chasima will work. Ela mashma de la oilam boy Rav Elazar Eidei Mesira. Rav Elazar always needs Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima don't work. So therefore, Rav Elazar says, I can't use your Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima not good. Eidei Chasima only good if there's Eidei Mesira. And if there's no Eidei Mesira, if it doesn't work. That's Tosfos Israel. The Shaila is how to deal with Tosfos Raya according to the Rif. And this is three Mahalchim in the Achroinim, in the Rishainim. I would like to go from the easiest to the hardest. Easiest is the Ritva. The Ritva's Mahalach is as follows. Says the Ritva, you're right! It should work! Even according to Rav Elazar. Why should it work according to Rav Elazar? Because you have Eidei Chasima. So according to Rav Elazar, we've got two different ways to make the get work. If we're in the Rif's world, what are the two ways of making the get work? Either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira, whatever you want. Either one works. So someone standing here in Rav Elazar's world sees you giving over a get, and the Shlich saying, listen, I got no clue who this get is being given for, and he gives it over in front of Eidim. So you could either know that the Gerishin is working because of the Chasimus, or you could think the Gerishin is working because of the Eidei Mesira. You don't know why it's working. Now, the Eidei Chasima are going to be good because they signed and they knew who it was for. But the Eidei Mesira wouldn't be good. So says the Ritzel, we're afraid that someone is going to think that Eidei Mesira don't need to know that who they're giving it for. Because in this case, we allowed it to work, even though the Eidei Mesira didn't know. Now, why do we really allow it to work? Because there's also Eidei Chasima there. But someone seeing that's not going to know. We're afraid, and says the Ritzel, that's similar to Mezuyif Mitoichai. What's the problem with Mezuyif Mitoichai? I might think that if I allow this, you allow something else. So therefore, the gets puzzle over here also. I may think that we're gonna if we allow them to give it and the Eidei Mesira don't know, then we're afraid that we're gonna be matched in a different case. So in other words, as follows: if you were smart according to Rav Elazar, what would you do?
Take away the Eidei Mesira.
Take away the Eidei Mesira. If you could, take away the Eidei Mesira.
It's only the Rif.
In the Rif, yeah. According to the Rif, you're smart. What would you do? Take away Eidei Mesira. Because can the Eidei Chasima work?
How do they give you
a tip? What? Because Eidei Chasima Karsi. That might depend on the next part of Tosis. If Rogo Rabbeinu Tam, do you hold the Rabbeinu Tam and Al Rabbeinu Tam? Do you know all the Eidim? But in theory, I'm saying, make there be only Eide Chasima, because Eide Chasima don't need it. A whole problem is here where you're doing it with Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. We're afraid that people are going to think Eide Mesira are good, even though Eide Mesira are not, because Eide Mesira don't know. The Eide Chasima are good because Eide Chasima did know. But over here, someone sees he's not going to know that. He's going to think Eide Mesira are good. So then you're going to pass it again. So just get rid of your Eide Mesira and your get will be fine. Eide Chanami, but didn't do that. Therefore, the get's going to be possible. That's what the Ritzvah says. In other words, in theory, you're right. The Eide Chasima are fine. But the problem is, people are going to think the Eide Mesira are fine.
What's going to be the case that they're going to use Eide Mesira by something like this?
And where there's no Eide Chasima.
Same case with two people.
Same case, two people, no Eide Chasima. Then what are they going to say? Oh, the other guys was good, yours is probably good also. No, it's not going to look because Eide Chasima. Rebbe Lozer says that you can use Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. What happens if you only use Eide Mesira? You're going to think it's good. Says the Ritzvah, it's like Mezuyif Mitoicha, Shu Pasa. Now, that's not so simple what the Ritzvah says. Why not? Why is it not simple? Because when we have mezuyif mitoichai, what does mitoichai mean?
In
the get.
Sirena.
When there's something in the get that's kyle, what do we call it in the get? We call it a toxin in the get. There has to be something in the get that pops. It's creating a star. Eide mesira karsi on the star. But lamais, it's not in the get. I already have Eide chasima in the get making karsi. So this get is fine. Mitzar atzma. This is a self-sufficient get. It's got Eide chasima and Eide chasima fine. You got something outside. It's like mezuyif mitoichai, but it's not the same. I can understand why Tosfos says, listen, there's no takana on that. That's not a takana. Well, you got something out there. Ignore that. Ignore. Well, you can't ignore something in the get because
if it's well written in the riff, because the riff's according to Rashba, the riff holds that Eide mesira are invalidating the chasima, so the Eide mesira are still
part of that. Oh, that's very good. Good. Very good. Very good. Akoponim, that's the Ritzvah's pshat over here. That you're right, in theory, Tosfos, it should really work based on the Eide Chasima alone, and the Eide Mesira should be irrelevant, but there's a Gzeira Midrabanon similar to Mesuyif Mitoicha.
The fact that the Eide Mesira are not valid, therefore it doesn't work?
Therefore, obviously, if you're saying that the Eide
Mesira doesn't work, because a Raya that obviously follows Rabbi Lazar, obviously he holds Eide Mesira, not Eide Chasima.
Right, because you have Eide Chasima that work. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Meir, it's good. In other words, I would say the question is follows. What Tosfos is saying is, according to you, Riff, there should never be a case that it works according to Rabbi Meir and doesn't work according to Rabbi Lazar. Why should there never be such a case? Because he holds it both. So if it works, and there's a Gemara that says it only works according to Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Lazar. Why? That's what Tosfos is kasha. Comes along the Ritzvah and says, it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. You're right, it should. But the problem is, people are going to think that the Eide Mesira were really good. You, Rabbi Meir, have no problem with people thinking the Eide Mesira are good. Why? Because Eide Mesira are never good. They're nothing. But me, they're going to look at this. They're going to say, these Eide Mesira are here. They gave them the get. They didn't know what they were seeing. And still we let it work. It seems that... Okay. This is the Ritzvah's pshat. Comes the Ran... And the Ran says a pshat, which is a very big chiddush in Lumdis, but it's kishmak and pshat, and it's going to make us really restructure a lot of what we've seen. Says the Ran as follows. Do you know why the Rif allows Eide Chasima? Do you know why the Rif allows Eide Chasima? According to Rabbi Lazar, the Rif says Rabbi Lazar allows Eide Chasima. Not because he says that Eide Mesira are an addition to Eide Chasima. Wrong, that wasn't the pshat. If he would have said that, what should he have said? What was the language he should have used?
Af.
Says the one, he doesn't say af, and I'll tell you why. He holds you need Eide Mesira and only Eide Mesira. So how does Eide Chasima work? If two Eidim sign on a get, and then you find it in the hands of a woman, what in all essence are those Eidim saying to us?
It's just one.
How did she get divorced?
He gave it to her.
He gave it to her. The Eide Chasima can function as Eide Mesira. Dr. Ran. Eide Mesira Karsi. Eide Mesira Karsi. But the Eide Chasima are Eide Mesira. They didn't see it. Yeah, but if they signed on it when it's in the man's hand, and now it's in the woman's hand, how did it go from point A to point B? How did it get from his hand to her hand? The Eidim are, for all intents and purposes, telling us he gave it to her. That's what they're saying. What?
Question and fila. What about question and fila?
Actually give it?
It says the Ran, they be, that that can function as Eide Mesira.
It's not Eide Mesira, though. We didn't see it.
That's enough. Eide Mesira is enough. Says the Ritva, it's enough that we have what we're going to call here circumstantial evidence that the Mesira happened. What? So we spoke about this before.
We never figured this out yet.
So according to the Ran's pshat in the Rif, it's a whole new pshat. Does Rabbi Lozer accept the idea of Eide Chasima Karsi? No. He just holds Eide Chasima is Eide Mesira. But there's only one Karsi. What's the one Karsi? Eide Mesira. According to the other pshat, the Ritva's pshat, the Rif holds there's two types of Karsi. Eide Chasima Karsi, Af Eide Mesira Karsi. You could Karsi one of two ways. According to the Ran, there's one way to be Karsi, that's Eide Mesira. It's just your Eide Chasima can function for you as Eide Mesira.
What are you signing?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I did, I don't care, I didn't go alone.
That's what he's saying. You don't really need to have Eide Chasima. Because really, you're supposed to have Eide Mesira.
So what's shot in the...
According to the Ran,
no, because Tosis holds you're going to need to have Eide Mesira Mamish. Oh, good, so let me explain. So Tosis holds you need Eide Mesira Mamish. Eide Chasima can't function as Eide Mesira. You need Eide Mesira to function as Eide Mesira. And the Ran says, according to the Rif, no, I agree with you in your understanding of Eide Mesira. I agree Eide Mesira Karsi. But Eide Chasima can function as Eide Mesira. What's going to be the Machlokes Rashi, Tosis and the Rif? Chok is going to be as follows. The Rif, Tosis holds you need Eidim. Eide Mesira means Eide Mesira. Don't start telling me someone signed and it says if. I'm not looking for circumstantial evidence as if. I need Eide Mamish. And the Rif says, no, the fact that we signed, that's considered to be Eidim. Eide Mesira. We're going to have to continue with this and finish the Tosis tomorrow, Rabbi Yisrael, Hashem.
Why is that possible? According to the Ran? In that shot, how is it
because
that shot?
Because then you need the Mesira to be the Shema, and I don't have a shot to see. I don't know. Right.
So that rhyme you can use for a ride.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
Right. Remind me why you're right. Remind me what.
Which five is the change?
See what six of four equals.